as you do.
Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
What even is this segment? We keep thinking about changing the name, but we're kind of too lazy to do it. It's basically a time of the week where we sort of hand the reins over to a guest selector, and I do have J.Y. Lee in studio with me. I want to say, like, the wind guy around town?
Woodwind.
Woodwind. What do you say?
Saxophonist, flautist.
Oh, there you go. That's nice.
Keyboardist.
Saxophonist is a fucking great word, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
How many of those instruments do you play? You must have had a go at all of them.
Yeah, I mean, saxophone and flute are the main ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess being able to play saxophone, you can kind of play clarinet as well.
Right.
Because they're kind of similar.
Clarinet's cool. It's a slippery little one, that one.
It's a lot harder, though.
Yeah, it's a bit more subtle.
It's more annoying to play. Yeah.
You're not exactly, I'm sure you play them acoustically, but often you'll affect them quite heavily as well.
Yeah, chuck it through.
So more of a controller almost.
Yeah, like guitar pedals. Just get like a little XLR to jack kind of converter thing and just like chuck it through some guitar pedals and then plug it through like the PA or whatever and just like, yeah, just kind of, I guess it's kind of emulating like a kind of synthesizer or like that sort of vibe, I guess. Like
because you use like whammy, like pitch shifting and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, that's like whammy.
How was it kind of perfecting that?
How hard?
Yeah, because it feels like that's the type of thing that can go wrong real easy.
Yeah, definitely. I guess I kind of, it's definitely had many years of trial and error of going through and spending a lot of money.
Yeah, like gain staging and just making sure, you know.
Yeah. I feel like I spent, a lot of money on just fucking buying and selling pedals and just like at one point I feel like, I don't know.
The tone
had more pedals than the average guitar player. And it was like, but yeah, I was just going through like heaps of different stuff and I haven't really bought any pedals at all recently, but
so you've found the bliss point in a sense,
kind of, yeah,
or something, yeah. That, because you play a lot for a lot of different people,
yeah.
So do you sort of have a general rig that you take with you and then it's kind of covers most bases that people might want?
Pretty much, yeah. I'll just kind of take the same sort of setup and kind of just use it for everything, you know, just taking like a pedal board or something, you know, just kind of have everything there,
right? How many things have you got on the go at the moment?
I've got like a Digitech Whammy. That's kind of like the main harmonizer, kind of gives that kind of synthesizer kind of vibe. And then got like a just like a Boss digital delay, and then I've got like a ring mod.
Oh,
like
wow, that's Moog Figure. That's kind of like a polarizing effect.
Yeah.
But one of the first real early effect, the ring modulator.
Yeah. So I got a ring mod.
Oh, is it a massive Moog Figure? Like a one of series?
Yeah, like
oh,
the
shit.
OG, like Moog Figure. Like, it's real funny because I like...
Those are quite rare. I think those are... Obviously, Old Mate's not making them anymore.
Yeah. Like, I heard about that the other week and I was like, they don't make them anymore. I was like, fuck.
Sweet. I've got my one.
Yeah. And now they're just like... super fucking expensive.
I think because they were made when Bob Moog was still alive and it was kind of his design, so he had a hand in it.
Yeah, right.
So anything weird that was still around when he was around.
Got the old Pogo and just like a Hall of Fame reverb and that's kind of it.
That's quite a lot of sounds there.
Yeah, I've got a whole bunch of other things, but that's kind of like the gist of it, you know.
I guess if you go too far, you start to lose the feeling. Right?
Yeah. Oh, I have also been playing around with like MIDI saxophone, so it's
I've seen like one of those Akai ones.
Not the
it's like wind driven as
not the what do you call it,
he's doing like hand air flute
not the iwi, that's what they call it, the iwi, yeah.
Oh, right,
the electronic wind instrument,
yeah,
iwi by Akai. I never got into that, but
never say never as well.
Hey?
Never say never also. You wouldn't give that a hoon.
But I have been getting into this thing where I like have like a pickup, which is attached to like kind of like drill it into your saxophone or like your mouthpiece of like the sax, and then sort of that takes like the audio signal. It's essentially like just the audio pickup.
Right, the start of the saxophone, not at the end.
Yeah. Just like the start, or like, I mean, you can do it like through a mic as well, but that kind of picks up a lot of external noise and stuff. So the pickup is just to get like a clean signal.
Well,
and then just chucking that through, it's like through Ableton, and then there's like this app called like MIDI Guitar. I think there's like a whole bunch of other programs as well, but I just kind of use that, and it just converts audio into MIDI.
Right. Yeah. Cool.
And so like, and plugging out of the interface like a MIDI cable into like just, you know, like a synthesizer or like a and keyboard, then, and then
you're like an expert synthesizer player.
Yeah, it's like you play saxophone but you're like you know, you're playing the keyboards or like whatever.
I do a similar thing sometimes with guitar actually, like it does kind of free up the keyboard, so to speak, for people that aren't really keys orientated.
So that's been kind of that's been fun, kind of messing around with that.
Now, whereabouts are you taking us tonight musically? Would you say? I didn't give you any direction.
I reckon let's go with that first one there. The says Elias Rabani, and the song's called Dance of Maria.
All the way from 1974. The good thing about that is it's exactly what I expected you to play. Fantastic.
Yeah.
We were trying to figure out kind of where that's from.
So the composer Elias Rabani is a Lebanese lyrical author, composer, and orchestra arranger and conductor.
Lyrical author, man, it's way better than
according to Wikipedia. Yeah.
Oh, good on you for Wikipedia and your deep cuts.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. But that's just been, you know, going on down the old YouTube rabbit hole.
It's a wealth. It's such a wealth.
Yeah.
I feel so like YouTube's one of the most wild west of the internet, especially the comment section. Like anyone can comment. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. And I think definitely the way that the algorithm set out is like, it's really good.
Mm. You just need to find it one or two good tracks, and it'll set you on a pretty strong path for the evening.
Fuck yeah, yeah. All the suggestions are like
full
amazing.
Albums. I love that as well. Just listen to full albums and just the picture of the album up. Yep, awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. I would be remiss if I didn't ask what you're working on right now. I think I know, but people probably want me to probe. So
yeah, yeah. So I've just been last week. Was out in Piha with the Avondale Bowling Club crew, and just been
is that what it is? Recording. Is that a crew, or do you guys call yourselves? How strong's the gang?
I reckon it's pretty strong.
A crew,
yeah. It's like Julian Dine, Tom Scott, Ben Turua, Guy Harrison, Mata Tike was up from Wellington.
We had Troy in the other day. He said he popped
Troy,
a nose in one
Troy
night.
Popped in one night. And
slipped
then,
a few Uanas on a few tracks.
Yeah, yeah, and like Holly Smith came through. And
awesome.
Manjeet Singh was like a amazing tabla player came through as well. And
Christoph was doing some producing?
Yeah, so I think like Christoph is mainly producing, and also Ben Engineer from Ben Lawson from Red Bull Studios was
I've never been to that studio. Is it rad? It must be epic.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it's good. It's a great spot.
Yeah,
and basically like Red Bull provided all the gear and stuff. Like Ben came through and just like
set the house up. And
yeah,
I assume it's like a Airbnb with a view. Type
Airbnb.
Thing.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Like literally right next to the beach. And
is this how the last record was cut?
Not the last one. Sort of first time sort of.
It's a good vibe. Eh? I was lucky enough to play some guitar for Leisure, and they set a they had a sort of a house on a hill.
Yeah.
It's a great fucking vibe, man. Like,
just
relax until you're ready to have a go.
Relax, but also like focused as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's kinda like
there's nothing else to do out there apart from just the music.
Well, exactly,
you know?
Yeah. So it was it was great. That was a great vibe. Just like, yeah.
Are you guys kind of doing your sort of can style recording of just sort of Old Mac gives you like a little hook and then you guys just jam around that?
Yeah, it was kind of that. Like, I think
Old Mac. Tom Scott.
Christoph made a bunch of beats as well, and or like, you know, had some things that he like sort of chopped together, and then would sort of play that. And then I guess like, you know, we sort of play on top of that, like as a band, or
and
like
just,
you know,
slowly fade it down until playing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's or like just, Training Wheels with Dad.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's kind of like that sort of vibe, or just like, you know, either that, or just, you know, just doing like separate layering and stuff. You know, like vocalists come in, while, you know, I was doing a lot of sort of flute and saxophone and stuff, sort of like, you know, separately, like, and just doing layers and things and doing different takes, and or you know, we play as a whole band and just like come up with shit.
So there's a big lounge.
Yeah, fairly big. Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah,
sounds like fun. I definitely think it's the vibe.
Yeah,
recording like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
it's good. Obviously, make it feel nice and open. And have you guys got a wealth of stuff?
Like gear and
wealth of songs.
Songs.
I just imagine.
Yeah,
just
I think
of, it can get kind of out of hand, and it's like, oh wait a minute, we're doing another double.
I think we're like sort of hit a schedule all the time, so
awesome.
We like, you know, got a lot done.
Fantastic.
So it was, or well, at least, you know, they got everything they needed, and you know, then it's Christoph's job to
embellish.
You know, he'll probably just spend
that's the hardest part.
Weeks
great.
And
great
weeks
that someone else is doing that.
Months of just chopping and
yeah. And then
like
you get back and you're
recording.
Like, you have to relearn it. Like, fuck, I don't remember doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's pitched me up.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Sweet. Well, let's slip back into the selections with J.Y. Lee. Sybil Bayer,
yeah.
I want to say.
That's what I'm looking at.
Should we give it a hern?
Yeah.
All right. She looks very nice down on some kind of out in a field. Very regal. It's coming. I can feel it.
Every time I shed tears, and the last past years, when I pass through the hills, oh, what images return. Oh, I yearn for the roots of the woods that are a just something in the hills. I lost something in the hills. I grew up in declivities. Others grow up in cities where first love and soul takes rise. There were times in my life when I felt mad and deprived, and only the slopes gave me hope when I pass through the leg high grass. I shall die under the jessamine. I shall die in the elder tree. I need not try to prepare for a new coming day. Where is it that fills the deepness I feel? You will say I'm not Robin the Hood, but how could I hide from top to food that I lost something in the hills? I lost something in the hills, so I lost something.
Sybil Bayer. Now we are going to slip straight into something a little bit more grunty.
Yeah.
This is Alphonia Timms and his Flying Tigers. That's a fucking great name for a band, by the way.
Thinking of some old bump and dip, bump and
Yo, Elphonia Timms and his Flying Tigers.
Flying Tigers, yeah.
Throwing down. I am here with J.Y. Lee. Should ask, who's your kind of goat when it comes to wind instrument people?
Say, wind instrument people.
Right. I definitely don't know how to say that.
Oh, shit. I always struggle with that.
Yeah, that's fair. Best anything is a hard question, eh?
Yeah.
I'm terrible at it also.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess,
it's okay, it's totally fine.
Yeah, I don't know, too many to name. That's I don't fair. Know.
What got you into playing these instruments?
Playing saxophone.
Seems like kind of one that you have to sort of get past the parents.
Yeah, I've always, because I started out originally on flute since I was real young, but was never really into, it was kind of like a thing that, just did because like my mum told me to, and wasn't really super into
doing what your mum told you to.
Yeah. Or just wasn't really super into playing flute or music, or I did it and I it was okay, but it was only until high school that I picked up saxophone. I think it was year
a bit more grumpy
10, year 11. Yeah, I've always wanted to play it ever since I was younger, but
expensive, though, right?
Yeah, I never really had the opportunity to for some reason, but then found out there was lessons at school and had a great teacher, great teachers, and then
I think that's
the main thing, eh? Is had great teachers at high school and was real fortunate to have
shout out any teachers out there.
Yeah.
Be a great teacher.
First saxophone teacher was...
I definitely remember bad teachers and good teachers. You know what I mean? It is very impressionable.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it just so happened to be that the itinerant saxophone teacher at our school that year that I started saxophone was Roger Mannins, who's the main sort of lecturer at Auckland University.
Okay.
At the jazz school at Auckland Uni. So he was my first teacher and sort of got me into playing saxophone and jazz and stuff. And
have you caught up with him since?
Yeah.
Is he proud of you?
Went to uni, and he was my teacher at uni.
Must be proud of you.
As well, yeah.
You know, that would be good for a teacher too, fuck yeah. Yes.
And so, and then also after that, had Cameron Allen, who's another great saxophone player. Plays with used to play with the Circling Sun Band and stuff and all that, and the Open Souls.
Mm.
And so just was fortunate to have great teachers who sort of inspired me and also just on top of that, just other... musicians and stuff, and sort of through them just meeting other people who did music and stuff. And
you've always been in Auckland?
Grew up in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
you can be found quite often at Ponsonby Social Club kind of throwing down in different capacities.
Yeah,
you guys do covers of real fucking gnarly stuff.
Yeah especially since the first lockdown lifted. BSC was going pretty hard with all the gigs.
That's cool. Yeah,
I think they're just kind of bringing making it more of a thing now. It's actually making music and a regular thing, and whereas it kind of was
it was more like sporadic.
Yeah, it was like it was kind of like music was sort of like, you know, they were doing lots of gigs and like it was like bands that did like Circling Sun had like a regular residency for like 10 or 8 years or something, and then but then that stopped, and then there wasn't really any gigs happening at PSC for a couple of years, or it's on and off, or it's more, you know, irregular kind of, and then now it's kind of like back to being.
It's got a real vibe going.
Way more. They can keep it going. Got like 3 or 4 gigs a week and stuff now, and all this stuff.
It's quite expansive music.
Yeah,
that's good.
And so yeah, I've been playing quite a bit with sort of Swap and Kenji and Guy Harrison, and sort of 4 of us doing like these covers sort of gigs, you know, covering artists.
Mm. You also do like an improv situation as well, right? Like a improv night, kind of low key.
Yeah, 151 improv. Yeah. Mm. Is a thing that I've been running for like the last 4 years. First started off at when I was living at Fuzzy Vibes on K Road back in 2016. So when I moved into there, that's when I kind of started that, and it's basically just kind of like like improvised music, sort of kind of house concert is kind of a good way to sort of describe it. And so you know, I'd like organize a band to play like the first set, and you know, sort of and then afterwards it'll just be open sort of jam session kind of thing.
So the band stays and people just get amongst, or
I mean like band can play or just anyone, it's like real open. So the sort of purpose of it is not necessarily, it's not like jazz, you know, it's not like a jazz jam session, like that's not the vibe.
It's a
like,
jam session.
It's a it's for everyone, you know, just for whoever wants to sort of
musical chats,
get up and play, and and just like, you know, create music with other people, and you know, can be anything, whatever, and you know, it's sort of keep it open to all the possibilities, you know.
Right. So,
yeah.
Hey, I'm looking at Mariah. I recognize this record.
It's a Japanese experimental rock band from like the 70s, 80s.
Yes!
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
Yeah.
This one's called Shinzo no Tobira, or Beta.
Thank you.
Radio. That was Mariah with Shinzo no Tabaira, as chosen by JY, who's in the room right now. Yeah, cheers, mate. Thanks for that one.
Yeah, appreciate it.
What's on the musical calendar for yourself?
Musical calendar.
How do you organize your stuff as well? Like, I feel like people, your phone will be ringing off the hook all the time. How do you know what to answer?
What have I got? Just mainly Avondale Bowling Club.
Clear the calendar.
Yeah. Got a bunch of shows booked for that, like summer shows and stuff. But, you know, we'll see if those go.
Yeah, true. Right.
Yeah, it's all kind of...
everyone's just doing like a faith trust fall.
It's all booked, but, you know, you never know. We'll see what happens.
I hope people can get out for the summer, man.
Fucking shite. because it's like, you know, it's like, fuck, you know, that's a lot of, for a lot of musicians and stuff, is like summer is the
breadwinning.
You know, it's like, yeah. And it's like, shit, if that doesn't go ahead, then it's kind of like, you know, winter's going to be a bit back to winter and it's going to be a bit shit.
No, it'd be fucking terrible. I feel like a lot of people are just on the edge too, man. Like, yeah, it's like touch and go at the moment. We're all in pretty good spirits, but there are a lot of people fucking really hurting, you know?
Totally, yeah. But, you know, gotta keep chugging along, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It is what it is. I mean, it's just a random thing that's happening.
But. Yeah, just ABC and sort of starting like a new synth band with a couple of friends of mine.
Greengrove-esque?
Yeah, actually kind of similar, but maybe a bit more, there's a bit more other crazier shit going on.
A bit more Japanese 70s sort of stuff.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. It's very... kind of 80s-esque kind of, but then also bits of weird techno shit in there as well. But
okay,
yeah,
sounds like good gear anyway.
Yeah, and then that's kind of it. And then I guess try and do this 151 thing again. I mean, I had like a whole bunch of stuff booked in before the last lockdown, but then managed to squeeze in one. But then, you know, lockdown happens.
So. Everyone kind of, I feel like, had one little outing.
And then it's just enough. Just postponed everything, and that's all on hold. And then got asked to do horns for the old Dave Dobbin show at Sparker.
Holy shit!
Have
you ever played
me and Guy Harrison on horns?
Trying to think,
Guy Harrison plays trumpet.
Have you played in Sparker Arena before?
Yeah,
that must sound crazy.
Yeah, for the music awards and Silver Scrolls with Yokozuna a couple of years back.
So, but this time with the man himself, Dave Dobbin.
Fuck yeah. DD Smash.
And we haven't, like, there's no America's Cup related to it. Sweet. What is it, just like, it sounds glorious actually. You're just coming in for some kind of massive glorious moments, or is it like.
Yeah. So originally Finn Scholes, you know, plays kind of Plant Society. Mm-hmm. Finn and Nick Atkinson was originally supposed to play. But then, because of like the lockdown and COVID and everything getting postponed and pushed back and stuff, so like Finn did all the arrangements.
Okay.
Finn, for all the horns and stuff.
Wow.
But because they've got their own tour booked, I think for
Love Square.
Nah, the other
kind of response to say.
Nah.
Jesus, these Uptown people.
Brown.
Of course.
Yeah, I think it's that one. They've got like a tour booked, so they're unable to, you know, kind of clash with that. So
you're the guy.
So me and Guy Harrison are being the sax trumpet section.
Stand-ins, perfect. Yeah. Well, that sounds exciting, man. So, when's that going down, ideally?
October, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff kicking off around that time.
October.
Everybody keep your fucking masks on.
October's the big month. There's like there's a shit ton the make or going break. On then. Oh. But we'll see what happens with these this old COVID.
Right on.
Yeah.
Okay, mate. Well, look, thanks so much for coming in. JY Lee, wind expert. There you go. I'm getting better at this. I'm sure we'll see you around in some capacity, no doubt.
Sweet. Cheers,
Let's
man.
Go out on this Tiger is Coming. Thanks, mate.
Cheers.
Hip hop and gold. 생이 내렸다 봄은 얼숭덜숭 꼬리는 잔뜩 핫팔이 넘고 우해머리 흔들며 전동 같은 앞다리 봉화 같은 뒷발로 향기 찌우지고 새락 같은 발톱으로 잔디뿌리 왕모래를 차르르르르 흩치며 주홍잎 쩍 버리고 허리랑 하는 소리 하나리 무너지고 땅이 툭 꺼진 한듯 차례 정신없이 목으로 움츠리고 가만히 엎젖었다
봄 내려온다 봄이 내려온다 송림 깊은 골로 한진생이 내려온다 우리 머리를 흔들며 양이 쭉 찢어지고 봄은 얼숭덜숭 꼬리는 잔뜩
한나리 온다
봄이 가득한 한나리 송림 같은 깃다리 해라 같은 발톱으로 온도 서라백색 겸은 잔디 꼬리와 꼬리 흩치면 주홍장 벌리고 자라해라 꽃뚝성 공예행이 하는 소리
내려온다
봄 내려온다 봄이 내려온다
봄 내려온다
내려온다 봄 내려온다 봄 내려온다
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.